This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
That's it. Off we go. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining me again for another Facebook Live here tonight, Thursday night, every Thursday night, inshallah. I'm going to be talking tonight about a story from my life. Why did I change my name? And the reason that I've decided to talk about this is because a couple of times now on my personal Facebook page, so you're watching me on my official public Abdurrahim Green Facebook page, but I have another Facebook page which I set up really back in the days when no one even knew what Facebook was. I mean, you know, Facebook was a pretty much a new thing at the time. But I heard that a lot of people were connecting with their old friends via Facebook and stuff like that. So I thought, well, that's a great idea for me to be able to get in touch with my old friends from the past. But they're not going to know me as Abdurrahim Green. They're going to know me as Anthony Green. So I set up my Facebook page as Anthony Green, thinking that some of my old friends might get in touch with me, and then inshallah, I might be able to give them some dawah. That was my idea. Now, lo and behold, some people who are my friends on my, you know, personal Facebook page, you know, saying, what happened to Abdurrahim? You know, why are you Abdurrahim? Why are you Anthony? What happened to Abdurrahim? Now, you see, the thing is here, brothers and sisters, what is in a name anyway? And what is this thing about changing your name? Is it really even important or relevant to change your name when you become Muslim? And there is a very important lesson in my story that I want all of us to benefit from, inshallah, tonight. So let me tell you the story. When I first became Muslim, I was living in London, and I used to go down to the London Central Mosque, and I made some friends there. Alhamdulillah, very nice brothers, very good brothers. But they were like Moroccan, mostly they were Moroccan, Algerian. And you know, they used to say this thing, is they couldn't say my name, you know, like, how do you say your name? Anthony, right? They just couldn't say my name, Anthony. And they kept saying, you know, you need to give yourself an Islamic name. And I said, I don't want to change my name. Why do I need to change my name? No, it's good. You should change your name. You should give yourself a nice name, a good name. And they kept on going on. And the main thing was, these were my friends. That's the reality. These were the guys that I was spending a lot of time with. I was hanging around with. Alhamdulillah, they were very good, beneficial influence on me. Alhamdulillah, they did a lot of good. So the main thing was, these were the people I was very close with at the moment. And they kept insisting that they had a real problem trying to say my name. So what they really wanted was an Arabic name. That's what they really wanted. Eventually, they made suggestions, and how about this and how about that? I said, I'm going to choose Abdurrahim. That's what I like. You know, they were saying Abdurrahman, but I said, no, I want something a bit different. Abdurrahim. That's what I decided to call myself. So then I became known from that time on amongst the Muslim community as Abdurrahim, Abdurrahim Green. So everyone's called me Abdurrahim amongst the Muslim community. And, you know, even my dad and my brother, you know, and some of my family call me Abdurrahim. Some of my friends, I don't know. But that's the name that I've been known as. But I've never changed my name on my passport. On my passport, my name has stayed Anthony Green. On, you know, my birth certificate, I never went to a special office and by deed poll changed my name. My name on my passport has been Anthony. And my mother has never agreed to call me Abdurrahim. She always calls me Ant, which is the nickname she used to give me, or Anthony. She's never agreed to call me Abdurrahim. And actually, really, the reality was, my mum was upset that I changed my name. What's wrong with the name, she said, that I gave you? That's the name that you were, when you were born, I gave you. Why do you have to change it? And there's a really good question there. Why? There is absolutely no justification from the Islamic point of view, from the point of view of Sharia, to change your name. Absolutely none. There is no necessity. Let me give you a few names. Fatima, Hamza, Zainab, Aisha, Abu Bakr, Uthman, Ali. Are these Islamic names? They're not Islamic names. They just happen to be the names of people who are companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And every single one of them who I mentioned was at one stage not a Muslim. They were born with those names. They were names given to them by their pagan Arab mothers and fathers. They were the names of Arabs. They were Arab names given to them by pagan, idolatrous, mushrik parents. So they're not Islamic names. They were great Sahaba, but the only names the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the only names that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned is Al-Harith. He mentioned this is a good name. Al-Harith and another name I forgot. And he said Abdullah and Abdurrahman, these are the most loved names by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Abdullah and Abdurrahman. And by the way, the father of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was called Abdullah. It shows, by the way, the pagan Arabs believed in Allah. They believed in Allah. They believed that there was a creator of the universe. They believed that Allah sent down the rain. They believed that Allah caused the crops to grow. They believed that Allah controlled the universe. They were not atheists. They believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their problem was that they worshipped others along with Allah. So the only names that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam insisted that people had to change were names that had shirk in them, like Abdul Shams, the worshipper or the servant of the sun, or Abdul Qamar, the worshipper of the moon, or Abdul Uzza. Uzza was one of their idols. So meaning servant or slave or worshipper of Al-Uzza, of the idol. So if someone had a name like that, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam insisted that they had to change that name. Otherwise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the only other types of names that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam insisted that people change were... Or not insisted, but he did. He told people to change. So if a person had a name like Harb, like war, or a name that had a bad meaning or a harsh meaning, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would tell them to change that name. So otherwise, the best names as well, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best names the Prophet said sallallahu alaihi wasallam are the names of the prophets. Now, I don't know anyone who had a name that was an Arab name that was given to them by their mother that was from Arab, pagan, whatever, that they decided to change their name to Musa or Isa or Suleiman to make it more Islamic. Now that would be really Islamic, but they didn't do that. Now you see, the thing is here, brothers and sisters, this is ignorance actually. This is ignorance. A lot of us have ideas about what we think Islam is. And you've heard me go, if any of you have been listening to my lectures over the years, you would have heard me go on and on and on about the difference between culture and religion. The difference between culture and religion. And people get very confused, especially if religion is very, very intimately linked into your culture, like in Pakistan and Morocco and all over the Muslim world, Indonesia, Malaysia. Alhamdulillah, I don't want to mention every single country. If I didn't mention your country, forgive me. It's not the name of the countries that's important. But all of those lands where Islam has been established for a long, long time, all of those lands, culture and religion is very, 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 very intimately linked and connected. Okay, but not everything that people do and not all the practices that people follow are actually from the religion. And this is where people get confused, because Islam allows us, and Islam allows us to keep our cultural practices. This is what Islam allows. Islam allows us to keep our cultural practices, as long as those cultural practices do not contradict what the religion teaches. So the name Anthony, what is bad about that? If I had the name George, actually, the name George, I looked up the meaning of the name George, probably the future King of England. The name George actually means Harith. It has the same meaning as the name which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it's the truest of names, right? And it really means farmer, the one who cultivates the earth. This is actually what the name George actually means. Has exactly the same meaning. So why do you need to change it? Why do you need to make your name sound Arabic and therefore it's Islamic? This is the same confusion that we have, brothers and sisters. This is why we come to countries like England, we go to countries, you know, European countries, and we build mosques. And those mosques, we think, have to follow a certain format. We think it has to have a dome and it has to have a minaret. There's nothing in Islam that says a dome and a minaret. There's nothing in Islam. That's just cultural, civilizational symbols. The mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not have a dome. The mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not have a minaret. It didn't. And since we have loudspeakers these days, or even you can't use loudspeakers in these countries, why do we even need domes? Why do we even need minarets? We've got air conditioning. So the domes were built to help cool the building. We don't need that stuff anymore. But these are just cultural things. But the worst thing is that when we come to Western countries and we build these mosques that really look like they've been taken from a completely different culture, a completely different environment, and put slap bang in the middle of wherever it may be. And then, of course, people feel alienated. Of course, people feel that they're being invaded and that the things they're being taken over by all these Muslims. Yeah. And they don't feel like coming into those mosques because it looks strange to them. It looks alien to them. It doesn't look like a place that they're going to feel welcome at all. And this is not just anecdotal. This is something I know people have said. And if you study architecture, you'll realize that there is a whole philosophy about how you design a building. You can design a building to make it very imposing. You can design a building to make it very warm and welcoming. You can, you know, there's a whole way of designing buildings to influence people and how they interact in that building. But we don't think about that. So all I'm trying to point out, brothers and sisters, is a very, very important thing. And I want the lesson of this. Now, I want to bring this back to my mum, because at the end of the day, paradise lies at the feet of your mothers. I want you to remind you of that, brothers and sisters. Paradise, Jannah, lies at the feet of your mother, meaning in serving your mother and being kind to your mother and being good to your mother. This is a route to paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, may his face be rubbed in the dust. May his face be rubbed in the dust. May his face be rubbed in the dust. The one who either one or both of his parents reach old age and he doesn't enter paradise by serving them. You know, when your parents reach old age, it is one of the easiest ways for you to enter Jannah by serving your parents, especially when they reach old age. Okay, you know that Allah has said in the Quran, don't even say uff to them. Don't even go like that. That's uff. Like, don't even make a noise like that to your parents, right? Now, why am I saying about my mother? Because until now, my mother does not call me Abdurrahim. My mother calls me Anthony. Why did I upset my mother? I didn't know. That's the reality. I didn't know. And I have no problem with my mum calling me Anthony. In fact, anyone who wants to call me Anthony, I don't have a problem with it at all. It doesn't bother me whether my name is Anthony, Abdurrahim, or any other oi, you know, bro, whatever name you want to call me. It doesn't bother me whatsoever. You know, but what bothers me is that until now, my mum is upset. And this reminds me of a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hadith of the Prophet where some people had gone on a military expedition, and one of the companions had received a wound in his head. And in the night time, he had a wet dream and he needed to take ghusl. And he asked the companions, yes, I mean, the battery's running out on this now. It says low battery. Okay, and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked the companions, the people around, he was asking them, what do I need to do? I've got this wound in my head. Do I need to take a ghusl? And they said, yes, you have to take a ghusl. You know, you've had the wet dream, you have to take a ghusl. But he said, I'm afraid, you know, like of my injury. No, you have to take a ghusl. So he took a ghusl, and water from the ghusl entered into his head, and it, because of that, he died. It killed him. right? And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam heard this, he said something very harsh, and the Prophet could say some tough things. He said, "You killed him, may Allah kill you. You killed him, may Allah kill you. You killed him, may Allah kill you. If you don't know, then ask the people who do know. If you don't know, ask the people who do know." And this is how ignorance, okay, I mean, no one's been killed in this particular instance, but is it worth upsetting my mother? Is the status of my mother, is it worth upsetting her to change my name? I didn't even want to do it anyway. Well, you know, at the end of the day, alhamdulillah, whatever, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, you know, people know me as Abdurrahim. But if you want to know why my, you know, my non-official Facebook name is Anthony Green, and if you happen to be a friend of mine on that page, well, now you know the story of how I changed my name. Oh, here's another interesting thing I just want to add. One day we were watching a movie with the brothers, and the movie, you probably all heard of it, is called The Message. And in this movie, The Message, the actor who plays Hamza is who? Anthony Quinn, right? And the brothers were all going, "Oh, mashallah, we love Anthony Quinn," right? I said, "Well, you just said my name." And this is after I had changed my name, right? And, you know, like everyone now knew me as, I said, "You just said my name. That's my name, Anthony." I said, "Why didn't you tell us Anthony Quinn?" Like, so... In the end, they could say my name perfectly well anyway. And here's the funny thing, is that most of the non-Muslims, most of the people who are not Muslim that I interact with, they can't say my name. They really struggle. They really have a problem saying my name. "Abdul, can I call you Abdul?" they say. "No." I said, "You can't call me Abdul. My name's Abdurrahim." It's just embarrassing. But now I don't say that anymore. I say, "No, I say you can call me Anthony." I said, "You can call me Abdurrahim or Anthony. What's easier for you?" "Anthony." "That's fine. Anthony. It's good. You can call me Anthony if you want to, because it doesn't change a thing, inshallah. It doesn't change me being a Muslim. It doesn't affect my level of Iman. It doesn't affect my level of Islam. What does it affect, really, in reality, brothers and sisters? So please, don't speak about Allah and His deen without knowledge. It is not enough to say, "Oh, we intended good. Oh yeah, we were just trying to do the right thing. We had good intentions." You know, this is, you know, just having good intentions is not enough. You need to make sure you have knowledge and you have understanding, because the things that you say have an effect. And when you say this is halal and this is haram and you should do this and you shouldn't do that, actually you're giving a fatwa. You're giving a type of ruling. Right? You're actually saying what is pleasing to Allah and what is not pleasing to Allah. And in this case, on what evidence do they say it was more pleasing to Allah for me to change my name? On what basis? But, you know, the boys were young, we were young, they didn't understand, their knowledge was limited, their wisdom was little. And this is the problem as well, brothers and sisters, of not really appreciating and understanding the wisdom of our elders. Right? And I'm all for, mashallah, these young brothers and sisters, these YouTubers, these guys coming up, they're speaking about Islam. And but I just, my advice to you as listeners and to them as people who are teaching and preaching, don't make the mistakes that we made. Don't talk about Allah and His deen without knowledge. Don't give fatwas and rulings about the religion and you don't really understand the full depth and the full scope and the full potential consequences of what you are advising people with, right? So anyway, that's it from me tonight, brothers and sisters. Very, very simple. The story of how did I change my name, or did I change my name? Alhamdulillah. So whether you call me Abdurrahim or Anthony, it's all right by me. Anyway, so your brother in Islam saying to you, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Please don't forget to share this video, because sharing is caring, and you never know who might listen to this video and might benefit from it, and who may stop doing some stupid thing they were going to do, or may start doing some great good thing, alhamdulillah, and be inspired by it. That's what it's all about. Inshallah, I will be with you next Thursday, inshallah. I hope I have reception because I'm going to be up in Scotland, all the way in Bunny Scotland. I'm going to be in Scotland. So I'm going to be all the way in Fort William. So it's like far away from everything, but I think they have phone reception there. Okay, it's not like it's the middle of the desert. And alhamdulillah, I'll be doing a Facebook Live. After that, I might well change the night I do my Facebook Live. I might move it to Wednesday, and I might move it a bit earlier as well, because I know a lot of you are listening from Bangladesh and Pakistan, and it's really, really late there now. So may Allah bless all of you who have been listening to me. Alhamdulillah, be patient, stay with it. If you haven't checked out masteryclasses.com, masteryclasses.com, you should do it. Alhamdulillah, it is there to help you, help all of us control our nafs, control our ego, fight our bad habits, keep away from sins. Alhamdulillah, I've got some exciting stuff coming up, inshallah, with that online platform. Alhamdulillah, very exciting ideas that I've got, inshallah, that's going to open up a whole realm of possibilities to those of you who haven't been able to access it until now, inshallah. But don't let that stop you. Because I'm going to make sure that no one loses. No one's going to pay more than others and then feel bad that I paid this much for that course and I didn't get this. I really want to give everyone a fair deal. So whether you pay now or later, alhamdulillah, inshallah, you're going to get something great. I want to mention something. Subhanallah, I got a very, very emotional email from a sister, subhanallah, the other day. And her child, her daughter, a little baby daughter, died in hospital. And she emailed me to say that, you know, to thank me for the seven pillars of willpower, the course that she did. And she said that if it wasn't for that course and having gone through it and learned the things that I learned, I don't know how I would have managed. I don't know how I would have managed to make ghusl for my child and go through everything that I went through. And, you know, subhanAllah, she was talking about how she was giving dawah to the hospital staff as well. You know, may Allah, but this is a true, these are the true dua, these are the true callers to Islam. These are the real hero, really, subhanAllah. So, you know, it really has real life benefits, this course, brothers and sisters. So I'm inviting you, please, to have a look at it, inshallah. Have a go. If it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. It's always there. If you do that course and you go through it and you do it and it doesn't change you and it doesn't have a real effect on you, we're always ready to give your money back. Okay, so brothers and sisters, that's it from me. Until next Thursday, inshallah, may Allah be with you. Remember, Ramadan is coming up soon. This is the month of Sha'ban. It is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast a lot in this month, and it's a great preparation for Ramadan. Don't let Ramadan catch you unawares. And I don't think there's a lot of great things you could do. One of the great things you could do to prepare yourself for Ramadan is actually to do that course, alhamdulillah. So brothers and sisters, until next week, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.